The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Menachas Saf Lamed Gimel, the Sukkah of Heketzir, just as the Bidders have Hekdama, let's jump ahead quickly to the Gemara and Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara and Daf Lamed Dalet says that mezuzah has to be on the right side. The Gemara Darshan is over there, Beischa Biascha Mena Yemin. Now, it's a Braisa, the Tanya Beischa Biascha Mena Yemin. This is Nifsech and Shulchan Aruch, Semeresh Peites, Ev Gimel, that it's Imkavim Ismail Psula, and the Rama over there says that regardless of whether the person living in this house is a righty or lefty, either way it goes on the right side. Interestingly, the Tasif Katan Gimel Star says that you have the roiva, the people in the house, which seems to be that if you'd have a house with majority lefties, it would seem from the Taz you'd put on the left side, and then the question would be if you have one righty, one lefty, that Shach in Sif Katan Hey clearly doesn't take this position, that Shach says that it always goes on the right side. He says Tfilin is a mitzvah begufay, so we after this specific person, but mezuzah is chayvus habayis, it's not something related to this specific person, so we do it on the right side like the whole world. Now, back to our Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says over here, Ra'amra v'yuda m'shmul b'mezuzah halech ha'cheketzir. My heketzir, Amar Rav Ada, or Rav Avya, Avkasa, Avkasa. Echidamik and Pisham and Trey Bati Bein Bei Gavili Bein Nashi. That when we're trying to decide which side, which way to put the mezuzah, so we look at the tzir. Now, the different shot and we shine what's heketzir, according to Rashi, it's the hole that the door pivots on. According to the Aruch, it tells us so of where the opening is, like the door slams on the frame on the top and the way the door goes in. In any case, regardless, as we ask Pshatim, the idea is that we look at which way the door goes in, and the idea being that whichever way it goes in is the inside, and the outside room where you enter from is the outside one, and therefore you put it on the right side going in towards the inner room. So again, the idea is that the heketzir, the hinge, the pivot, whatever it is telling us which is the inside, which is the outside. Interestingly, this is Shalit Shushuvitz Gura Yehuda, Edisim and Ayin Aleph, that he says in his days, in wooden houses, they've done the reverse, that the doors swing outside, and he says this is done for aesthetic reasons, and he says that therefore you always put it not the room that it swings into, but the reverse, because that's the inner room is the other one, and therefore you go it in the other way, and wherever it swings out, that's considered the room it swings into is considered the outside, and the Atzil Levayin is mafakvik on the Gurai Yehuda, and he feels that the stimus is that we always go if the heck it's here. Now, the Gemara goes on and says, Resh Gulusa bana Besa, Resh Gulusa made a house, Amalel Rav Nachman Kvali Mezusta, he directed Rav Nachman to fix a mezuzah, Amal Rav Nachman, or Amalel Rav Nachman, Toli Dashi Beresha. First hang up the dashi, according to the door, according to Rashi, this was, he needed him to put up the frame, because otherwise it's tasev alem in the asi. According to the Rambam has a special chiddush, that if there's a door, a way without an actual door, then it's pater from mezuzah. Shulchan Aruch Sem Reish Pevav, Sif Tezvav, says, Habayis HaFulipishem B'dolos is chayv b'mezuzah, that a door, a room, even without a door is chayv b'mezuzah, v'yesh mishapaita. That is a opinion, the position of the Rambam, that's pata. So the Ikar Halacha is that it's chayiv even without an actual door. And we're chayshish for the Shitas HaRambam that holds that it's a yesh, that it's actually pata if it doesn't have a door. Now, one question that then obviously comes to mind is, if we accept the position of Moshe Rishayim, that in doorway without a door is chayv and mezuzah, so then the question arises, since it's nechaketzir, how do we define which way to, on which side to put the mezuzah, which is going in, which is going out? Now, we have several possibilities, and in the Mi'as Hashem, we're going to see that there's a case to be made for all of them. We can argue that you put a mezuzah on both sides. We can argue you put a mezuzah on neither side. We can argue that you put it whichever side you want, and the Mi'as Hashem will explain all of these positions. Now, the Rishon Litzion, that's from the Baal Or Chaim, on Yedei Semeresh Pei Tes. So he says like this. He says that if one side is the main room, is the, and the other side is the secondary room, like he says that you have a cheder b'sei habayis shemshamshim b'kedei sheyishar habayis naki. He says you have the main room, and then you have a place where you, you know, store the junk, whatever it is, and he says in such a case, so then we know which is the, which is bottled legabe bias. And you put the mezuzah on the way from the main room into the secondary room. But, says the Rishon Litzion, the question is, when we, there's no doorway, and there's no one room that's tafel, and another room that's ikar. The two rooms are ikar. So which way are we going to then put up a mezuzah if there's no doorway, and there's no hinge to tell us which is inside and which is outside? So the Rishon Litzion says that in such a case, we're going to be Seimach on the Rambam, who holds that if there's no delis, it's part of a mezuzah. Now, it's interesting, why are we going to be Seimach on the Rambam, as he points out, that Chachan Aruch only brings out the Yesh Paitrin, but he says, B'ham milsi yedan zilhacha v'zilhacha semchina le'lifter. He says, since we don't know which way, so therefore we're saymach on him to pater. What's interesting is that he doesn't give one of these other solutions. He doesn't think that it's essentially pater. He's not okay with putting up mezuzah on both sides, which interestingly, the Yavitz and Sheilitz Yavitz, Chelik Alf Simen Ayin, says that you should put a mezuzah on both sides. And the Rishon Litzion doesn't seem to be happy with that, and he seems to be saying that since we have no way of knowing which way to put it, so we're just going to be Seimach on the Rambam, who holds that in such a case it's actually Chayiv. And of course the question is, why should we be Seimach on the Rambam when we're dealing with the Shaila of Eder Raisa, and say Yesh Paitrin, and again, why isn't he happy with one of the other answers? So, Ingris Meishan Yadei Simchuf Ayin Vav, he says that such a doorway that doesn't have a heketzir either way, so he says it's a totally potter from mezuzah. Why? He says that mezuzah is only chayiv on beis chaderch biascha. And since there is neither way is derech biascha, so therefore it's equal, so therefore it's actually going to be potter from mezuzah, because neither way is considered on the way in. So both ways is going to be potter. So according to the Gris Maisha, if neither way is the entrance, then they're both non-entrance and they're both potter. The Rav Shai McClurger in Sefer Stam, Tshuva Zayin, he actually takes the total opposite position, and he says like this. He says that we have a drasha derech bi'ascha, imkein havi rak hakapeda shaloi laseis mitzat smol de'en derech bi'ascha. Amvim havi tashmish and shava, kein b'chol tzad nechsha bi'ascha. Yaitse b'dei yidei mezuzah. He says that as long as it's not on the left, so either way is called derech biascha, so either way is cha, either way is your yaitza. It comes out that according to the Rav Shai McClurger, the main thing is that it shouldn't be on the left. According to the Igros Moshe, it has to be on the right. That's not really the Svaris that's saying. The Svaris that's saying is that according to Rav Shai McClurger, it either way is on the way, it either way is is derech biyascha. According to Rambam, the Igros Maisha, neither way is derech biyascha. If there's no ikar way, but that's the source they're dealing with. But as a matter of practicality, so according to Igros Maisha, you have to have on the right, and according to the Hashem Mekluger, it can't be on the left. It's worth pointing out that Rabbi Zundel Eisha Shaka in the Chadrei Dei in Simen Reish Pei Vav, Sif Tez Vav, see, he makes the point that the Gemara says, Halechacha HaKetzir, the Gemara we said earlier, and the Gemara says to put up the doorway. Now, as a Chadrei Dei, the Gemara, why doesn't it ever say about what you're supposed to do when there's no HaKetzir? He says, from the fact that the Gemara never discusses what to do when there's no hinge that could tell you which way, this would seem to support the position of the Rambam, that if there's no delis at all, then it's actually potter, but he ends off with the tzarech ian. Now, there's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Tzir she'esha beis p'sachem noisin al ezem hen she'yerse. This Yerushalmi is brought by the Rav Yah. Now, the Yerushalmi, as is often the case, is a little bit obscure what the Yerushalmi means, but a number of Achreinim bring it in the context of addressing the question that we're addressing when there's no Heketzir. The Taisefes Yerushalayim brings it, the Minchas Pitim brings it. Now, the way the Karban Ha'eda understands the Yerushalmi again, Tzir She'esh Beis Pesachim Neisan Neisam Ein She'yitza, is that when there's a tzir in the middle of the doorway, and it could open either way, so we don't know which way is the ikar, so then you put on Ezem Ein She'yitza. This is the way, number of Achayim Bringer will see the Hezberim, this is the way that, the Sheva Halevi and some others say Halach L'maisa. Now, there are two different Hezberim given in why it should be, or maybe there are more, but two I know of, why when it, you have a door either way, that the entrance is either way, that you can put it whichever way you want. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Parsha Stura, Islamites, so he brings over there two svaras. One svar he brings is from Rav Gedalia Nadal, that the mezuzah itself is kaveya, which is the ikar, just like the tzir. That once you put up a mezuzah, so that defines which is the inside and which is the outside. Rav Bloy in the Chavis Hadar, Hilchas Mezuzah Perek Ches, Chelik Aleph, in footnote Yud Beis, so he mentions this svar also. Darei heket gam heketzien megal adarchnis hamushagal megal al chashivas habayitz mken kushen hekach al yedei zesha kaveh mezuzah megal adaita lachshiva keika. That interestingly, he's saying that once someone fixes a mezuzah, so the putting up the mezuzah, that shows that that's the way he's going in, and the other way is going out. And he says, "Svarzu mutsasi gam b'divrei hashoyel." He says that the shoyel in shoot shoyel meishem adugim chelik beisim kuf samachvav mentions this svara, and we could. There's a lot to think about according to the svara, so. If someone would do it according to this, if someone would put it up that way, so it would no longer be possible to then switch it and then switch it on the other side. Meaning once he puts up on one way, so then that defines which way is on the way in, which is the main room, and he's no longer has the option to switch it. According to the Svar of Hashem Mekluger, that either way is fine because neither side is the left, so according to that, it would be, one can argue that one could even downstream switch the mezuzah then to the other side. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in a footnote in the bottom of Parsha Stura, the same place, he makes this right point. He says, as Maran Laura Berlin wrote to him, a different svara, that Lo'olam HaPesach Nisa Beis HaChadarim El Beis Mezuzah Is Yafsha. which is again, it's a question, why is it Efshar, which he didn't really go into it. Is it because it's Baltaisif, or because by definition the room only needs one mezuzah? But he says, meaning he seems to be understanding, at least the way he's phrasing it, is that both sides are chayiv, and when you put up one, the other one is part of memela. We could phrase the same teretz differently, that the room is pata because you put on the room, or the doorway is pata because you put on the doorway. And of course this gets into the question of is the door chayiv or the room chayiv, because if the room is chayiv, so then how is it possible to put up on one side and that should pater the other side? If it's a doorway that's chayiv, so then it's easily understandable how when you put up on one, the entire area becomes pater. But again, going back to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Vashin Neftes Memela, Amakushain Hekitsia, Noisim Be'ezer Sheyirtsa, Memela Havi Yemin Le'echamen, Vashin Neftes Memela Sheyesha Be'ez Mezuzah. So, it's interesting the way he phrases it. It's somewhat similar to Rav Shlomo Makluger, but he doesn't say, he does add in these words, which I'm not sure why, he says that makes one sign into the Yamin, right, therefore the other one is Pater, and according to Shai Makluger, perhaps we should just word it, that doesn't define it, but that either way is Pater. Again, Rashi Makluger seems to be understanding that it's a doorway that's Chayiv, so he is okay with either way. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, B'Shem Hezbron L'Rabulin, seems to be understanding that it's the rooms that are chayiv, and therefore he's saying this sort of hybrid svara, not like Rav Gedalia Nadal, that putting up the mezuzah is kaveya, which is the main room, which is the way in, but rather putting up the mezuzah somehow turns that into the yamin and the other the smile. And this is again how many pais can go, that if there's no clear preference either way, and either room is equal, then you could put it whichever way you decide and choose.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.